meeting is being held in compliance with the open public meeting law in that the requirements of the law have been met with the posting of the meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board filed with the borough clerk and forwarded to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. At this time, I'd like to ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Mayor Moore.
Here.
Council President Gomez.
Here.
Councilman Petty.
Here.
Councilman Francatelli is absent. Councilman Longo.
Here.
Councilwoman Brinchevic.
Here.
Councilman Lopez.
Here.
Very good. Do we have a motion to approve the June 13, 2023 regular meeting minutes?
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevic.
Yes.
Councilman Lopez.
Yes.
Very good. Do we have a motion to approve the June 22nd, 2023 executive session minutes?
Motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevic.
Yes.
Councilman Lopez.
Yes.
Okay. At this point, I'd like to read this proclamation on the occasion of retirement for Joseph Costa. Whereas we express our appreciation to Joseph Costa and recognize him for his dedicated service to the residents of the borough of Bamberg, and whereas Joseph Costa was appointed the Director of Code Enforcement January 2017 and has been instrumental in the development of the Housing and Code Enforcement Department, and whereas Costa's initiatives have helped to ensure the overall health, safety, and well-being of borough residents and stakeholders, and whereas Costa's service extends well beyond the borough of Bamberg and he is well-respected by the housing and code enforcement community throughout Somerset and Middlesex County. And whereas on behalf of the entire borough of Bamberg, I want to express our sincere appreciation to Joseph Costa for his dedication to the borough of Bamberg and wish him much happiness as he begins this new chapter of his life. Now, therefore, I, David Morris, mayor of the borough of Bamberg, do hereby recognize the retirement of Joseph Costa. Join me and the borough of Bamberg in congratulating Joe on his outstanding career and wishing him many continued years of happiness and good health. Proclaim this 27th day of June 2023. You earned it.
It's very much appreciated.
There are a couple of members on the council that have been here the whole 6.5 years that I've been here, and to the members who are here now, and those that were on council, I want to thank you all. It has been an absolute pleasure working with you folks. It's been a pleasure working with the staff here, Hector. When I came from Morristown doing this job, and I tired of the drive from Flemington to Morristown, so I saw the ad in the lead website for Bamberg, so I fired off an email saying, here's my resume. Hector responded immediately saying, why do you want to leave Morristown? And I said, well, I'm tired of traffic. He responded right back and he said, I appreciate your honesty. And then within a day, I was here and interviewed with Hector and Abel and gave my notice a few days later. It was that quick. And I really think it was a faithful match. We worked very well together. The staff here, the current staff, and some of the people who've left, retired, Cindy comes to mind, Joanne comes to mind, great people. We have a great staff of people here, and I do want to wish Borough Bamberg the absolute best of luck. I know there's a lot of changes. Sometimes we don't all agree with the changes, but I think everyone is trying to do their best for Bountiful moving forward. And I will visit. I want to see how things change. I thank you very much for this. It means a lot to me. My replacement, Steve, is here. I think excellent choice. I think you'll see Steve take this, what's already happened, positively for Bound Book, and move it forward even further. Judging by all the plaques you've got up in the office already, I'm not worthy of my old corner anymore. Anyway, I want to thank you all, wish you all the best of luck, and see you in the future. Take care. Thanks.
Okay, at this time I ask anybody from the public who would like to come up for comment or discussion on any matter. Please state your name and your address.
My name is Scott Sloan, resident 631 Church Street. Been a resident of Bound Brook since 1998. The reason why I'm up here tonight is I've been in contact with Hector and Abel, and it's regarding the sewer fees. Now that everything's been shifted over to New Jersey American Water, at the time when this was, we were going to sell the rights to them to handle, I, as a resident that had an irrigation system, was told that the billing would be handled the same way, and I received a waiver for the summer months because the amount of water that I use for my irrigation system sometimes is anywhere between 18 to 30,000 gallons a month that doesn't go down the sewer system. So I've contacted Hector, I've talked to Abel, I'm here to put it on the record because I've gotten nothing from New Jersey American Water in writing about how the billing is going to be handled for me as a resident. And when I was told specifically that it would be 5 years, I think it was, that they would hold the fee structure, and residents like myself would receive a waiver for the summer months and be billed on the actual usage. And the replies that I've gotten back from New Jersey American Water is that they're offering a half credit for the month. So I'm here to kind of get some sort of clarity from the township of contacting them since this went through, and what I've been told and what's happening is two different things. So I'm here to put it on record and try to get an understanding of what the council and what the township can do for us residents now that this has already been put in motion.
Well, we did have contact from another resident that filled the pool and received a similar bill, and they were able to get that rectified. So they went back to, my understanding is, the normalized usage, because my understanding is the borough in the past would take one of the quarters that was not the summer and annualize it to avoid this exact issue. So I don't know what methodology that was used there. I understand, I believe Hector had reached out to somebody at New Jersey American Water. Is this something similar, or is it, I know they have a listing of pool exceptions.
Yes, and let me just start off on things that my understanding is that it was all set, it was rectified, which is why I didn't reach that down to it. We've been from the coast office, Ryan Sturlow, the partner, has been in contact with Abby Barksdale, and I'm looking at an email here from late April that told me that other than just ironing out a few minor details, that they can come up with a way of straightening this out.
What they've come up with, what I've been told by the representative, in no way squares with what we were told when the sale went through.
And that was that you were going to take the average of your winter months.
Correct. Yeah, because I'm only looking to pay my fair share.
Sure.
I don't want to sit there and water that doesn't go down the sewer, I should not have to pay a sewer fee. They're blanketing, you know, for every single month they're charging, and then they're only offering a 50% credit back. It's no way what we were told is, you know, when we had this discussion since part of the sale, that
the winter months we use for the calculation and the summer months would be included in it. And then the winter months would be averaged for the summer months usage, because it doesn't fluctuate that much. But now what I've been told by representatives from the company is not what I was told as a resident when the sale was going through. And I've had multiple discussions with them, and I've gotten nowhere. I've got nothing in writing. I've got no definitive, and that's why I'm here tonight. I know you guys have a lot to deal with. I'm sorry to take up your time tonight, but I want to put it on the record and get some sort of traction out of this and get some sort of clarity of how this is going to be handled.
No, don't be sorry. We need to make sure this is right, because there's my concern personally is that there are going to be a whole bunch of people who auto-pay their water bill, and they're not going to realize how much extra they're being charged when it's not with what was agreed upon.
And it wasn't a matter, you know, way back when. I've been a resident since 1998. I put my irrigation system in 2002. And then when all of a sudden that was included in my taxes, and then all of a sudden sewer fees got pulled out, and then we started getting charged for them, I understand that. But, you know, I've had a system in long before, and other resolutions for them have been, well, you can put a separate meter in for your irrigation system. At the cost of $5,000, this room is the one I should have to bear that cost. If they want to sit there and verify what my usage is, put a separate meter in my house and bill it separately from what my household water is. But again, as part of the sale of us moving that to American Water and then taking it over, I was understanding, again, not to be a dead horse, 5 years, same billing structure. After that 5 years, I can't speak to how they're going to bill. But I know we were told for 5 years it was going to be based on the winter months.
What we were told was that it was going that they were going to build that and then grow that. So I contact Brian tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll follow up. Do you have a bill? Have you gotten a bill?
Well, I just turned my irrigation system on. I've been on this. You know, I'll contact Hector. I think it was in November last year.
Because I knew this was coming. You got a bill that was different than what you were told, or you're just being proactive?
No, I'm being proactive, and that's why I contacted this back in November. And I knew that it was going to get to this point that nothing was going to happen. And here I am. I turned my irrigation system on, and my bill next month is going to be, you know, my usage plus my normal sewer fees. This last month was X. Now I know next month it's going to be a lot larger, and I'm going to be faced with a larger bill. I'm going to have to pay it, and I'm now fighting upstream. I wanted this all to be clarified before I got to this point, and it's not. And it's very frustrating for me as a resident. And I understand the administrators, everybody has a lot of stuff to do, but, you know, I've been at this for 6 months now, and I don't have any clarity. And that's why I'm here today, to put it on the record, to sit there at least, hopefully, you as a collective body, can at least force them to sit there and get me something in writing so that I have it. So it's all just been word of mouth right now.
Well, I also think it has to cover everybody, because that was what
correct.
And there should be something in place to make sure that this is not going to happen to everybody.
It can't be
your account and my account and
absolutely. People water their plants, their driveways, people, you know, they don't understand every time they use that they're getting charged sewer fees for it.
Yeah, and how does, if I have a question,
yeah.
How does it apply to properties that don't have an irrigation system, right, that do water, you know, the street trees and lawn or plants or whatever?
Well, that's why the usage,
and that's where
the winter usage should,
the winter usage formula worked,
yeah.
Right, in the past. So, I'm going to agree with you. That
correct.
Was,
yeah.
You know, I, for the record, I was against that water sale, right?
Sure,
system to American Water. I was not in favor of it, and this was one of the issues that I thought was probably going to be problematic. So, I hope it gets resolved, but borough-wide for everyone, people with pools, people who water, and people with irrigation systems, it needs to be a fair formula.
Well,
yeah.
With an irrigation, it's just the standard additional usage per month.
Mm-hmm.
If I know reflects people that use another tap that washes their car, washes their driveway, a lot of the summertime water usage.
I mean, wash down the sidewalks, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm constantly, just cleaning up,
absolutely.
Right, the neighborhood, right? So
thank you.
I agree completely. Thank you, Scott.
All right,
for coming
we'll definitely.
So just so I have some understanding here, as I leave the microphone, Hector has my email and my phone. What's the next step so that I, as a resident, because like I said, I've been at this since November, I want to have some sort of timeline. I want to know that by this date I'll get an answer, you know, because I'm exhausted at this point.
I can answer that for you. So my partner was working on it, and I'm writing him an email right now so I don't forget to see me in the morning.
Okay.
To find out where we are with the agreement and to get this money ready. I will relay my answer to Hector, who will be in touch.
Okay. So can I get a letter in writing of what the resolution is, or what the framework, billing framework is going to be?
I don't have an answer. I'll make sure Hector gets that to you. But
I'm assuming that we're going to push what we were told, because anything less is fraud. Correct? I'm saying, you know, we were told that this is what was going to happen. And now it's not what happened. So for me, as a resident, anything other than that is fraud.
Is it a breach of contract with them, because it said you are on earth with something used?
I'm not going to speculate it, because I don't know what was told to you, how it was told to you, what contingencies were attached to it. So I can't answer that.
Okay.
Let me get the answers. I will get the answers. I'll be in touch with Hector, and I'll make sure I know he will be in touch.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Anyone else? Okay. Next item is the engineer's report from Dale Lubner, Director of Public Works.
Get like a headset.
So, Mayor, just a few quick updates. The Billion Legion Park landfill closure project. As I reported last month, we completed all of our cleanup. The DEP has agreed and has accepted our efforts and has closed out that task. The only thing that was remaining pertaining to that was they requested two more water samples from the Greenbrook, one upstream of the site, one downstream. T&M Associates grabbed those samples, had them analyzed. The report is being finalized and will be submitted to the DEP this week, and hopefully then we can move on with closing out that landfill formally. Library project, as you know, we moved forward with the sole bidder that we negotiated with that contractor. Bill Neary, which is also WJH, had a pre-construction meeting. They have done some preliminary exploratory work inside the library. So that project's moving forward. We're finalizing the amount of wall units we can replace, along with the valves and the associated wiring in the main unit. So that's all being ironed out now. That project, like I said, that was COVID money, about $225,000 of grant money. So we are, we will be able to spend that appropriately and well within the timelines provided by community development. The rehab of the train station, that's still ongoing. They're moving forward at a good clip. Looks like that's still going to be completed within the time frame they're looking at, unless they have some any issues with some final materials, but it doesn't look like that's happening right now. So they're moving forward with the finishing up the inside, working on the outside. They're moving very well in that project. It's been a little challenging with paperwork with the state, but it's kind of a unique project for them through the DOT, because they're not used to doing historical buildings, but that's the way the money was, the conduit, the money came through from the federal government. So that's, like I said, the project's going very well. The 21 road program, the performance bond release is on for tonight's meeting. Should you approve that release, the maintenance bond will take effect, and that's in place for 2 years from the time of substantial completion until it runs out, and that'll run out on its own. The 22 road program, The DOT has concurred with the award of the project. As such, we did hold a pre-construction meeting on June 14th, which went very well. Contracts are currently being prepared, and contractor is tentatively scheduled to mobilize mid-July. And that'll start going. And again, that'll be the reconstruction of West 2nd Street from Church Street to Mountain Avenue, the upper portion of Maiden Lane from West High Street to about 175 feet south of West High Street, and Park Place from Evergreen Avenue to West High Street. So those that project will be moving to construction very soon. The 23 road program, West 2nd Street from T Street to Lamont Avenue, West 2nd Street from Mountain Avenue to Hamilton Street, Lamont Avenue from West 2nd to West High Street, the reconstruction of the Borough Hall parking lot out here, and then drainage and curbing improvements to the northern edge of North Meadow Drive from house number 666 to house number 650. Also, as part of the design of this project, we're getting an as-built survey of the parking lot at the T Street Youth Sports Complex, so I can lay out a parking plan and stripe that lot. This project here will close out the entire corridor of 2nd Street, basically from T Street all the way to Billion Park. The entire corridor will be completed with the completion of these projects I'm talking about tonight. Just to further clarify, this project also has a total of $225,000 in CDBG grant money, as well as $442,500 from the NJDOT. So you're talking almost $700,000 in grant money for this project. As I said, survey and design are underway, and as long as all goes well and bids come in well and the DOT concurs with the award, I'm looking to start this project fall of this year into construction. Hamilton Street Van Horn Plaza project, meeting was held with borough consultants on the 23rd of June to review some of the design concerns raised by SHPO at the State Historic Preservation Office. So we're working our way through that to try to find a solution and move the project forward. And that pretty much sums up my report for tonight. Middlebrook Road is still going. We need to get the documents I talked about and have an agreement put in place. And that pretty much sums up my report for tonight.
Quick question. I didn't hear you mention an estimated completion date for the HVAC at the latter.
As they're just getting into it, it should be only a couple months.
Okay.
I'm hoping by September I'm going to be going into a closeout phase with them. Again, that's going to depend on supply chains and everything, too. But if all goes well, I'm hoping September we'll be closing them out.
Yeah, I think they originally told us 90 days when we met at the pre-construction.
Yeah, in that time frame, we should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
For T Street,
yes,
the striping plan, any opportunity to put to continue that black fence down to these to two entrances and landscape that?
Yeah, absolutely. And we could do that. I could actually do that in the house. My guys are pretty good with fencing these days. And, we could talk about some landscaping and that. But
it doesn't have to be much, but that sign that used to be on T Street
is
now in the parking lot. Maybe bring that out
so
that it fronts with 2nd, and then maybe some landscaping on the other side of that.
Right, we took that big tree out of the middle there before.
It looks good. I mean, the parking lot looks great.
Right, so we'll get the full use out of it and spruce it up. That's fine.
I can tell you, in the morning, people bring their kids out there on that on the pavement, and they're like out there with bring out toys and stuff, and the little kids are.
Wait till we get enough snow to flood.
Yeah. So all right, that's it.
Ready? Anybody else? Okay, moving on to committee reports. We have Chair of Finance and other committees. Councilman Longo.
Okay, from our Finance office and our tax office, they've completed their the refuge bills that were mailed out utilizing a new software system that we've purchased. They're in the process of mailing out the third quarter estimated tax bills, which should be out shortly. The finance office is assisting the administration in the union negotiations with the PBA and the Superior Officers Association. Our budget is on target for the year. They report they have several areas that will need attention in November, but nothing unexpected is occurring that will jeopardize meeting the budget and our performance. Payments for all the pilot buildings are going out and coming in as payments are coming in as expected. And that's it from the finance office. June is a slow month in financially, and but things are progressing as reported. Things are going well. From a Recreation Commission standpoint, we'll have a reintroduction and discussion of the pool design project later in the meeting. For the Special Improvement District, they had a job offer to a new downtown manager who I think turned down the position because she got another position. So they're collecting resumes to hold interviews. They will also have a meeting tomorrow night where they will select their slate of officers, and once that's done, we can begin moving forward with striking the memberships and moving on with some projects they have planned. I'll open it up to Councilman Gomez if there's anything I'm interested in.
No, I think it's good. I think we plan on having a new. So we have the executive director right now running the ship, but we should have the downtown manager jumping in. Hopefully, we have a candidate ready, so hopefully we get him on board and we're ready to go in the next 30 days. And that's it. Yeah.
And once they get their. Their leadership in under control. We'll meet with them again as far as what their responsibility for maintenance and purchasing some, whether it's a pot or pots or flowers or things like that, what their responsibility is versus DPW and code enforcement. That's all I have.
Good, quick question. You said the meeting's tomorrow night. Are those public meetings?
That one is. We have a biannual, what was voted on last meeting, so a biannual meeting.
Okay.
That's public.
Where are those published as far as schedule?
I don't have it off the top of my head, but okay. It should be on the website there.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions for Councilman Longo?
I do. I actually looked for the SIP Commission on the website. I couldn't find it any longer. Is it still on the website under commissions or committees? I don't know. I couldn't find the SIP. Yeah. Yeah. Announcing, like, right? It usually has the officers, the liaison from the council.
I don't know. I haven't looked at it
in a long
time. I don't think so because it's not necessarily affiliated. It's a very loose affiliation.
Because I used to be able to look somewhere and see the officer, so I was
probably
assuming.
Probably on the SID page.
Maybe. And
yeah, they have a public page. They have a website with all their information.
Maybe. And then, so question about the officers. That, I believe, comes to the council for the council to vote on the officers per the ordinance?
No, just the members.
Just the members?
Yeah.
So there were a couple of members that expired, like the term expired in December. Did that come before the council? I don't even recall it coming before the council.
I'm not
sure. Can't remember
voting out anything you said other than. Oh, the
yeah.
So, are there new members? Were there any terms that expired? And are there any new members?
One person that's expiring is not renewing.
Pardon me?
Just one person that's expiring in July, but they're not rejoining. So we're actively looking for members from the downtown.
Okay, so that would come before the borough council.
I think that's what the bylaws say.
I believe any members that have expired are supposed to come before the council. So I don't recall any coming before the council, and I thought that two had expired in December 31st of 2022. So. I can look into it, but thank you.
Yes, there is a link on our website.
There is. Okay. And that's under the committees or commissions?
Under the residents, a drop-down menu to local organizations.
Oh, residents, okay. Yeah, that's a whole section that's weird on our website, but whatever.
Okay.
It's like the, yeah.
Are the board members?
It's the board.
Are they fully supported?
Of course, I think there's like 7 or 8 members. With like 2 that haven't shown up, so I think we just got rid of it. So, like, 2 of you not showing up and not being to come.
All right,
thank you. All right, good.
Okay.
All right, moving on to Chair, ready?
Yeah.
Chair of Public Works, Buildings, Grounds, and Utilities, and other committees, Councilwoman Brinkovich.
Yeah, so Dale gave his report on the HVAC system. We had that pre construction meeting and an interesting system up there in our library, but hopefully it will be working much better and they'll be able to control heat and cold, which is something that they cannot do now. We're going to be working on the contract, finalizing that, have a meeting with the county on that, and we'll bring back information and possibly we'll come before the negotiation committee because there will probably be a negotiation component to that. So that should be finalized. It's been going on for quite a long time and is not resolved. Another couple of projects are the ADA status of the library, and that's bringing it up to compliance with the other libraries within the county. And that, too, is a meeting where the director can help us through this process and potentially, he will be able to get a grant that can be used for multiple county libraries to bring the library more in compliance with ADA standards of today. So looking forward to more information on that. The other project there is a large construction project, which I believe I have to touch base with Hector on that, and or if you want to give any sort of update tonight.
We are about to send the bids next week to
legal. Okay, great. So that will move forward then to the hiring our contractor then, or right?
Yes,
okay.
We'll
yes.
Set the route and go off to
the
office. Okay.
Right.
So
right, because there was asbestos, right, mentioned, and I think the lead report came back that we're okay. So timeline, can you give a rough estimate on timeline on that?
I imagine that legal will take about 2 weeks to review, and
okay.
Is there any time
you think
you're sending
it to me?
Vacations, right? That's not a spot. That's not a project we have for this year, though, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. This is something that's in the process.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't our capital plan.
There's
you have grant.
Okay.
You have some grant. We have some grant.
Yeah. It is a little less than 50% grant.
Okay. Perfect.
It was a 50-50 grant. It was a 50-50 grant match. And from the original project design, there were some things that needed to be added in. We went back to the State Library, and the State Library wouldn't come up. So we took the government bodies in action about a year and a half ago to increase the funding that we had set aside for it. So,
okay.
Hopefully,
yeah.
We're not coming back before we have another year season into
Well, no, I wanted to point that out because some of us aren't here. The last one you did that, myself included. And I was, you had mentioned that there was
grant. Is this for the roof and the side? All that
stuff? Yeah, so this is a small envelope, some pointing. This is a lot of soil. Yeah. Yeah. We had done work in that asked to kind of seal up the envelope.
Yeah.
If we didn't want to do anything with the plaster or whatever, so that was done.
Luckily enough, and if you remember, National Roman's in 2016, there was a major reporting job that was done on that. All that interest is super humble. Now that was done, it was quite a Thursday that this grant opportunity came that we can now start to address faster the woodwork.
And the windows and all that stuff were done.
Yeah.
The windows that were all leaking on.
Yes, all that stuff. It's supposed to be it's a solid.
And needs to be done sooner than later because the facade, the surround around the door, right, the entrance, can be restored right now instead of ripping off and putting up some remodeled, you know, thing that doesn't belong, right? So hopefully we'll be able to restore what's there and keep and maintain the character of the building. That would be the goal. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Uh-huh. There's other maintenance projects there as well that we're chipping away with DPW and helping Kathy out. So the library is quite busy. The shade tree, we met with the shade tree last week, met with the library, met with the shade tree, met with the pool. A lot of meetings last week. But shade tree, we're looking at an interim tree planting for downtown. There is a large road project, and maybe Hector can even speak more to this, but it's a road project from T Street to E Street, so the entire downtown, which ultimately we would love to have larger tree plantings, right, and landscaping that you see in other towns, like in Somerville and all. So that's going to be like 2 to 3 years out. Right. So now what do we do with the empty trees, the broken trees, right? If that's, you know, without spending too much money and going too crazy with landscaping, but to improve what the downtown looks like. So we're looking at some of the trees that are missing.
We met today, by
the way. Oh, perfect.
We met with Nancy, Christy, Hector, Dale.
Okay.
You want to finish up?
Yeah, no, good. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so we'll be conservative, but, you know, hopefully it'll make it look better. And then, you know, going forward, you know, once that 3 year.
The county project, and folks may remember that there's an article out earlier.
$7 million, year, right?
That the county received funding is surrounding the design. A lot of the project has to do with pedestrian safety and that go wrong. So, yeah, it's a good thing that we're looking forward to here that we'd
Right. And not only trees, but, you know, irrigation, if you want to have hanging baskets from the light post, you know, so it's a big, you know, this is the time to look at something like that, right, and plan ahead. So hopefully everyone will be aligned on that.
The product to which you're referring is a traffic safety.
No, I know.
Which is different than the challenge that street safety project that county planning has been working on.
So is this the greenway?
Not the greenway, but you would challenge after the green state of the town. So that's it. That is a separate.
Because the town generally really calls for a lot more cutouts, additional trees, softening the area.
So they come together at some point, right? I mean, they need to, right?
It's, you know, it's the same department, different divisions within the same department. So, you know, what I think what our role here is to ensure that they are all kind of.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and they work together, right? So you can't work in silos, right? You can't.
Well, they're different divisions within the same department, so.
Right, but so you get them all at the same table, and, you know, right. But I think with us being involved, the shade tree, Nancy sent a note to Commissioner Sarah. Yeah, so that would be great. That's great that we're all talking about it, and it's top of mind. Other thing, you know, we're updating, you know, there's some things with the website. There's a tree site, you know, where you can look at the neighborhood, your neighborhood, go on the shade tree. You could see that there's a tree that's either dead in front of your house or needs to be replaced in front of your house, or there's a stump that needs to be ground out. So it's a database that has recorded most of the trees, if not all the trees, within the town. So that's a pretty robust system. And then we're reworking some of our materials. So like I said, the website needs some updating, and the some flyers, you know, that we're working on as well, and the borough's helping with translation on that. I'll go to DPW because I think I'm taking way too long here, right? DPW, a lot going on with Dale and team, street sweeping is a permanent schedule, get a road plan up on the website, just doing some beautification too with bunting flags on the bridges, right, for 4th of July and stuff like that. So I'll be putting some flags up coming into Boundbrook from South Boundbrook, the bunting flags along the old stone bridge. So just looking to maintain, and I think we have a meeting later this week with our new director of code, because I think this really stretches across multiple groups, right? SID, DPW, and code, the maintenance of the town, and not only the downtown. I don't want everyone to think that I just focus on the downtown. It's really throughout the entire borough. So those are just some of the things going on. And, yeah, just looking to, you know, establish responsibilities and work on making things look good, you know. And I think that's it.
So. Any comments or questions?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I have one thing I apologize. Yeah. Just to give a status update, I spoke to Sam Teacher, who would say the garbage truck is complete. It's being shipped to Toyota, the Chief, who will take a look at it and everything is okay, go to paperwork, get ready for the DCP, and we'll be able to roll that truck out very quickly, I believe.
Not that long.
I mean, sometimes July, depending if that truck does get there this week, they go up there next week, and we get to the DEP, I'm thinking third week of July.
And that's the truck with the new containers?
Yeah, that's for the totes, 96-gallon totes.
Yeah, so those are a separate, right, they're a separate, separate company, but I've got a meeting with them this week to finalize everything, got the addresses. Yeah. They want them to get to the form, which I'm working on. But yeah, we're ready to roll.
Yeah.
So if the totes aren't ready, we can still use the new truck, right?
What's that?
If the totes aren't ready to go, we can still use the new truck?
Yes.
Yeah, and if the public...
Old trucks are struggling.
Yeah. If the public sees anything that needs some work out there, don't hesitate to contact us. You know, we, if it's not us, it's part of the county's job or someone's, you know, so...
So on that note, I did want to... On T Street, obviously, that's county road, but... There is, on the bend past, what is it, Grove, there's that little bend, and there's some odd growth that's coming into the road.
I saw the, road bend.
Just, if anybody could just cut that back a little bit, now you kind of impede vision going that way because of the bend. I just noticed it every time I go up the road, so I don't know if somebody could just cut it back a little, just a couple feet high just so that you can see the road, only because pedestrians walk on that side and you can't see anything, so it's too late.
Let me take a look if it is a stuff the right way. We can do a clip if
yeah. I think it's on the I think it's on the right of way. It's on definitely on this side of the fence,
yeah.
And it's going into the road.
Yeah, we had someone actually mention the arborvitae up by the Memorial Triangle on Route 28. Like, there's a large arborvitae that makes it difficult when you're coming from 28 going left up Fossler to see the traffic coming to the right of you from, like, the Dunkin' Donuts area. So I don't know if the tree is just too large now and needs to be replaced or...
Maybe. It's that sun triangle.
It might.
Because you don't really know how to turn it into a big bush. So
But we take a look at it, and if there's something that we need to check here, we'll do a little look at it there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's a county or state or bus, but okay, thank you.
No problem.
All right. Thanks.
The company is going to distribute the votes to the residents?
Yes.
We'll find out that more in the next, hopefully in the next meeting.
You guys are advertising, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. Any other questions or comments? Moving on to Chair of Public Safety, Police and Fire, and other committees, Councilman Gomez.
It's me. We're hiring a new parking attendant tonight. The new electric vehicle's out and about. The new parking system is deployed and working. I saw the girls coming today with tickets. By the way, tell them not to fold the tickets. When it rains, you can't open the tickets back up. Just a user experience. We have two sergeants that are going to be retiring in the next 30 days, I think, and we will be hiring officially two of our sergeants, Waller and Poulin, at the next meeting. So they'll be promoted to the sergeant position officially. They're acting as of right now, and I think that completes the team, right? The sergeants team.
Yes.
Five sergeants. Right. So, I was just going to get to that one next. And we got two guys that are going into the academy. So, the force is growing. And we're getting all the right people in the right places. Look good for quite a while as of right now. So, for the record, we should, at some point in the next decade or so, look at some staggering, some moving up. Just because we will be in the same position at some point in the near future, and we'll have a lot of guys all kind of retiring at the same time. So, just something for a future council to keep in mind. Other than that,
one quick to clarify: when you say we're growing, we're actually just getting to be full staffed, active, correct?
Yes, because we had guys that were
terminated. Yeah, we were not at full capacity on the streets because all the positions were taken.
Right.
Taken. So when he says we're growing, we're just going to have everybody back to a full active staff.
Yeah.
So and when we're growing, it doesn't mean we're adding positions. That's not, I don't want people to misunderstand.
Right. And we're hoping to grow the department to 26 and 27 next year. The finances and what dictates everything. So as long as we have, it's the plan right now, is to grow the department slowly. I think the target is 27. So we have three and four guys on the road hourly shift. So safety of everybody is paramount. It's definitely on the top of my list, and which is why I keep pushing to keep guys getting promoted, get new guys in, and come October. I think we'll have everybody that is retiring pretty much. December. October, I think. October 1st. We should have everybody that is retiring during this round on their boats, hopefully. And we have a whole new young group, which I think is outstanding. I've said it multiple times. Probably one of the best forces I've ever seen. I have multiple family members in police officer in police work. My brother's a sergeant. My cousin's a sergeant. We have an outstanding force.
I agree.
And this is due to our leadership. Thank you. Fire department has been kind of quiet. We had just a couple things going back and forth with them. Actually, I think they were out on a fire this evening. So one of our fire president of the fire company one is here tonight. Other than that, let's see, what else? What was that? Oh, we got two more members to be added tonight. Rescue Squad, that's the big one that's been occupying most of our time. We are on target first week of July, not July 1st, to start deploying our first shifts. I think we're almost to the 16-member group. I think we're at 12 right now. Is that right? 12.
of the 16 minimum that we're looking for to start deploying, but July 1st, we are hoping that the state comes out this week, does our final inspections on the rigs, and we are on the road ready to start servicing Bamba. Planning board, we just had a meeting last week. We reviewed the ordinance to eliminate MP-B zone, legacy zoning in our paperwork, so mostly clerical. That passed, I think it was a 5-1 or 4-1. And then Cultural Arts Committee, we are reviewing new projects for the new year, looking for pricing for a couple of sculptures, murals, and looking for new events with the ordinance that we passed a few years ago, which earmarks money, 1% of building costs up to $100,000 for every new developer. We have some money in there, so we're looking to start covering the whole downtown, the whole uptown with art, bring some culture, and make it more colorful. That's it.
I actually have a project, possibly. The benches in the pocket park need to be painted, but I know Somerville has some benches with art scenes on them, and Raritan as well, which I have a picture. I've been meaning to send you a note about. But
send it over. I'm well. I have like 7 projects that I want to do, and we have enough money, I think.
It's wooden benches, you know, and there's a nice farm scene or something. You know, I mean, we could pick a theme or whatever, but yeah.
Send it over. We'll
Somerville and Raritan has that.
We'll add it in.
Okay. I want to make a comment on the fire department. I just saw on their Facebook page they did some water training recently. Looks like that was the new boat.
Yeah, it was a
boat.
We're working on my efforts now with getting everything on the same page and then working more.
Okay. So very exciting that they're doing that. Even more exciting that the departments are working together as opposed to. Oh, and that's the other thing. I believe they looks like they invited some neighboring community departments. So it makes sense that you're going to have a fully staffed, even if you have to go across communities. So it looks like they're doing some great stuff there. As far as the Cultural Arts Committee, I did see in the listing of the bills, the mural, I wasn't aware of that. That's a significant cost. I didn't realize. I mean, I'm pretty sure it all predated my involvement. But I guess we paid the students.
$20. The teacher, yes, and then he had all the artists.
Yes. Okay. All right. I asked about.
Every art project is going to bring a cost of all artists for free.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. All right. Any other questions or comments before we move to the next? Note: Chair of Personnel, Administration, and Ordinances, and other committees. Councilman Lopez. Wait. One more thing.
Yeah. No. I wanted to tell you that. In fact, we got a quote for that tunnel from other artists about 4 years ago, and that was at the tune of like $48,000 to get that tunnel done. So the fact that we got it done for like $7,800, I think was a fantastic party.
Okay.
And it turned out, I think, outstanding. It really changed the whole vibe in there.
All right, good.
And there's an arts budget, is that what it is?
Yes.
The arts commission budget, so if any other projects?
There is a trust fund for it.
A trust fund for arts projects, okay.
Okay. Back to the regular scale program.
The shade tree? The meeting today? I could talk about it. So I had brought up mostly my concern with the Talmadge Avenue development on the corner of Van Curen and Talmadge, that it didn't have any trees in the front, knowing that there should be trees. Apparently the county forced them to move those trees to the side of the building and to the back of the building, which is frustrating because there's not a tree for 5 blocks from church or the way all the way down to north. I thought that was going to be a great win to soften up that corner there.
Mm-hmm.
They argued that it's line of sight issues, maybe. In any case, we're going back. I'm having Hector contact the county, go back. In that same instance, I also had him contact them because I had spoken to one of the members, and they had talked about diversifying the stock trees in town, which we also heard at the last presentation. So I wanted to make sure that they were being consulted before or during the planning board phase, so that our engineers knew which trees to be dictating for them to plant to diversify stock even downtown. Make sure they don't all die one year, when they get sick. So that's it.
Yeah, I actually looked up that project because I was on the board, planning board, when that was approved, because the landscaping is a little light in front.
Is it?
But I looked at, you know, you could argue that it complies with their landscape plan, you know, but it's probably the trees that are missing, too, that made it look like it's light.
I am going to go back to the developer and see if he's willing to do something on that front lawn, plant some trees, something further back away from the curb line, to soften, to add additional green to that area.
Okay.
I'll let you know how that goes. Good.
Yeah, because if the county's not in favor of trees that's on town, something's got to change there, right? I mean,
absolutely.
How are you going to soften that area, right? You have a concrete, you know, wasteland.
It's a planning disaster over there.
Well, it's, yeah, I mean, the utility poles don't help, right?
All right, Councilman Lopez, you're up.
Anybody?
Nope, that's it. Your turn. Yeah.
I won't know. For the Board of Education first, the next meeting is on July 19th. They have not met since, May. They did a meet in June. Bring information for the next one, after that meeting. But in the meantime, on June 15th, the board members earned their board certification through the New Jersey School Board Association Board Member Academy. So they are board certified members now. They have to renew that process, right? They really have time. Then they are continuing to hiring, staff and administrators to complete their, to fulfill their vacancies. And on the good note, just a community note, 74 middle school, committed middle school students attended, traveled to Washington, D.C. as part of their academic curriculum. I think that's a great opportunity for the students of Bamberg. So that was a good thing. On the Historic Preservation Commission, the president or coordinator of the commission has been out because he had surgery, so they didn't meet this past June. So the next meeting will be on the first Thursday of July, so I'll bring you news after that. But I have been in touch with her, and the process of, accrediting the properties for historic, preservation and everything continues. This is a long process. And also the congregation Knesset Israel obtained their requested certificate of recognition for their 100th anniversary. So celebrations, I think they got that. Thank you, Jackson, for that. And then that's regarding the historic preservation. For the personnel administration and ordinances, as you may have seen, we have four ordinances for the first reading today. Five for the second reading. We have a lot of resolutions, 27 resolutions today. A lot of them are for personnel hiring. We have the hiring of four new lead inspection compliance officers. Then we have another one to hire to appoint a member of the planning board as an alternate number two. Ms. Role. Then we're hiring a part-time parking enforcement officer and nine part-time emergency medical technicians for the Department of Emergency Medical Services. They are all in the resolutions here tonight. And then, as they already mentioned, we are continuing the process for the negotiations with the PBA contract for this year. So that's all we are so far.
Very good. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, is there anything that for the Economic Development Committee, Councilman Francelli's not here?
What do we got? Thomas Commons is back on the board. We should have something more from them soon. So hopefully that vacant lot that's sat there for almost 20 years will do something with it. And urban development, right? We should have the second one, 530.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, most of the projects are the same. Meridian's second project down by the circle, and then urban developers, which should have a pilot in front of you guys next week for the next meeting. And I think that's it as of right now.
Urban development, that's a current negotiation for a pilot right now?
Yeah, it's pretty much done now.
It's being reviewed by our
financial analysis.
All right, any comments or questions on this one? Okay, moving on to Chair of Zoning, Construction, and Code Enforcement and other committees, Councilman Patty.
My report from that finance review, I mean, revenue year to date through May was $434,000. Zoning and construction, 13 zoning permits and 38 construction permits were issued in the month. Year to date, we have received 55 zoning applications and issued 132 building permits. 152 UCC building inspections were conducted in the month and 574 inspections were, 574 inspections year to date. Housing and property maintenance. 114 housing and property maintenance inspections were conducted, resulting in 61 notices of violations and 12 summons issued in the month. Year to date, there has been 600 inspections, 213 violations notice, and 59 summons issued. Fire prevention. 16 re-rent inspections, 84 fire inspections, and 0 complaints inspections were conducted in this month. Year to date, there have been 90 re-rent inspections, 423 fire inspections, and 17 complaint inspections. Health. The county health office conducted 1 retail food inspection in April and 34 year to date. And also I'd like to thank Joe for his service again. Pleasure was mine, Joe.
As well as our pre-meeting conversation.
Okay, anybody have any questions or comments on
it? I just have a question. Have we seen, as far as issuing summonses and then having some compliance with the courts helping us along as we get further away from the pandemic, are we getting back to normal or can you describe normal? The courts are back to hearing cases, they're doing it electronically, they're on Zoom call, they're not in person. Unless someone requests a trial, and then that really bogs the whole thing down. If you're asking me based on what I said in the last meeting, I was asked if they're doing, if people are coming to court that have been fishing summons, if that rate has changed, not that I can see at all. And the courts have not changed their position on issuing any type of arrest warrants for people that don't show up. That hasn't happened. As you know, there was one particular that we asked and tried, and we did not get that. There are questions about that. So, we're still bogged down as far as get a view from the front of the drive. So is that our judge, specifically our judge is not issuing that warrant or warrants, so just, or is that a statewide?
As far as I know, he is controlled by the New York City and has to follow the rules of the AOC, as well as for the administrator of the ballot. She has to follow the rules that are set out by the AOC, and unfortunately, that's the situation there.
Anyone else?
No. Oh, no, we're going to meet this week, so I have questions about, you know, putting liens on properties and just what you do to get around the situation with the courts and things being hung up. We have some properties that, you know, are operating truck businesses, and it's been going on and on and on, and certainly not helping the neighborhood or anyone's property value or quality of life, so.
We have
Yeah, because if there's no consequences, right? If why fix the problem? You don't come to court. There's no consequences for that person. So I don't know how you get out of this, you know. But yeah, something.
Well, ultimately, and I pointed this out in previous meetings, the perception that we're not doing our jobs is not necessarily the case, and that continues to be the problem once it leaves our quote-unquote, you know, area of enforcement. It's not going to be enforced at the next level.
But unfortunately, there are enough people that when you look at the violation of people that are mentioned, they address it, or else it would be a mass.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I forget the number, but the issue is 67 violations just in 1 month. So, yeah, there are two or three that they simply don't come on their noses, and they usually look people better. But fortunately, the other 67, 68 decided to, you know, cut their grass and put the garbage, you know, get caught all for one.
The problem is everybody only talks about the two or three.
Listen, that is completely understandable. I don't know. And the property was maintained, but I don't want to live next to it.
No.
No, I understand that. And unfortunately, these are some of the issues that we face this area, but we can make this frustrating. And I actually completely understand where you know, council members and public members of public companies.
From a confidentiality point, you put out the properties you check, because I'm sure it's we get a comment, you know, the town's doing nothing about it. We are doing something about it.
Councilman, there is another confidential about that. You can go on to the SBO board, you can go on to any property, they're going to show you every violation that's been issued. Who issued the violation, when it was issued, and what it was issued for.
That's all right.
Yeah, on the website, there's a link called the SDL portal. And you register. I learned about this a little while ago, and it's a great tool. And now when I get a call or I get an email, my first thing, rather than, hey, what's going on, is I jump on there and I say, I put in the address. I go, just want to let you guys know, when I call them back, I said, this person has 42 summonses. And the most recent one was this week, last week, 2 weeks, and they're all dated. And
46.
You know, it's a great tool. So.
46 for that one that we just talked about.
Yeah, it could be. 46. Anyway, any other comments or questions before we move on to, you know, that's, we've only got through this part so far. All right. Starting off with the introduction of ordinances for the first reading. Beginning with Ordinance 2023-33, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 17, Property Maintenance, Section 17-20.5, Disposal of Garbage of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Bamberg to amend disposal of garbage exceptions. Do I have a motion on first reading?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilor President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilor Kennedy?
Yes.
Councilman
Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman
Bershevich?
Yes.
Councilman
Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. Ordinance 2023-34, an ordinance authorizing as a general improvement the purchase and acquisition of various equipment for the Borough of Bamberg and appropriating $25,000, therefore, from the capital fund balance of said borough. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bershevich?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. Ordinance 2023-35, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 18, Fire Prevention and Protection, Section 18-10.3, Schedule of Fire Zones of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Bamberg. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilor President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli? Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bershevich?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. Okay, Ordinance 2023-36, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 15, Housing, Section 15-11, Rental License Inspection of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Bamberg to amend rental license and lead-based paint inspections. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bershevich?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. Now, these are the ordinances for final reading and consideration. This is the second reading of the ordinances. Starting with Ordinance 2023-28, an ordinance amending Section 21-10 of Chapter 21, Land Use of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Bamberg to delete Section 21-10.11. Neighborhood Business / Residential, which is NBR, Zone District, and to amend the borough zoning map accordingly. Do I have a motion to open to public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any members of the public wish to comment on Ordinance 2023-28 at this time? Hearing none, do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Very good. Do I have a motion to pass?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion among the council.
Now, I just want to make a comment for the record that I called in as a resident to the planning board meeting asking about the bulk standards between the NBR zone and the BR zone. And so for the record, I was told that there are no differences, that the bulk standards, meaning the building height, the density of the buildings, remain the same in both of those zones and is not going to be impacted or changed in any way. So that's, I just wanted that for the record because I made that point at the planning board meeting last week.
Very good. Any other comments or discussion? Okay. There's a motion. Hang on. Roll call.
Councilor President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bershevich?
No.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Good. Two. Ordinance 2023-29, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 5, Animal Control, Section 5-31-2, prohibited conduct of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Bamberg to prohibit roosters. Do I have a motion to open public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Does any members of the public like to comment on Ordinance 2023-29? Hearing none, do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
Second. Second. Very good. Do I have a motion to pass?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Nope.
Roll call.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Morbon?
Yes.
Councilwoman Herzberg?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. Ordinance 2023-30, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 7-24, routes for trucks over 4 tons of the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Pembroke, prohibiting vehicles over 4 tons from operating or parking on all streets. Do I have a motion to open public comment?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Any members of the public like to comment on Ordinance 2023-30? Hearing none, do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. Do I have a motion to move the amended ordinance?
Motion.
Second.
Discussion.
Yep. The only question I have, the trailer tow truck operating on West High, I believe it is, that would be a 410 that would apply to that, because I know we talked about this in previous months being a problem. So thank you for clarifying. Yes, it does include that type of truck. Okay.
Very good. Any other comments? Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Herzberg?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. Ordinance 2023-31, an ordinance repealing and replacing in its entirety Chapter 29, Solid Waste Management of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Pembroke. Do I have a motion to open to public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any members of the public like to comment on Ordinance 2023-31? Hearing none, do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
And do I have a motion to pass?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion amongst the council.
Question.
Yes.
If someone wants to buy another garbage, how much would it be? If I read it right, 150.
Sure.
It would be the prevailing cost of
at the time. Presently, I think it was 125 or like this.
$75. This is what it is. So I have to do my mission here. So it's the cost of
okay.
Just for the public, right? Each resident is going to get one can. If it's a two-family house, you're going to get two cans. If it's a three-family house, you're going to get three. If it's a four, you basically qualify for a dumpster, but I guess you'll get four.
You would add, if it's a residential,
Each unit gets four cans. So each account gets one can, total of four. Sorry, I didn't mean that. Yes. So. And this is for the larger tote. This just for just so the public understands what's happening. And the price is going up $20, right? $268 to $288. Your yearly fee, right? Something like that. So still, I think cheaper though than having an outside vendor. We're being told so considerably cheaper. Okay. So just so folks understand.
And also to clarify, even if we charge, if we collect the fee from the resident, the borough still owns the cans.
That's correct.
So that's just a fee to have another can.
Right.
And will that resident be charged more quarterly?
Yes, they will be charged in the second year. We sell on 150.
Okay. As long as it's kid.
It's not a whole 3D.
No.
Got it.
No. I just wanted to get that on record because I think it's reasonable. I think it's very reasonable.
What was that? The borough owns the cans?
Yeah.
So they're on the loan to the
people? All of them, yeah. Just like the county owns the recycle bin.
Yeah. And if you damage them, you have to replace them. Yeah.
Oh, because you don't pay for it. You don't pay for it.
And it's $288 per unit.
Right.
So, right. I don't know. Yeah. Two family, yeah. Then you have to pay an additional, right, if you need more cans.
All right. Any other comment? Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Richmond?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. Ordinance 2023-32, an ordinance adopting salary ranges for 2023. Do I have a motion to open the public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any members of the public care to comment on ordinance 2023-32 at this time? Seeing none, do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Do I have a motion to pass?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion from the council.
Just a quick note here. It says for 2023, so next year we will adopt something like this, right?
Every year. Mm-hmm.
If needed. Well, my point is I've been reading about and thinking of the futures, hopefully, pool that we will that someday have. There's a pool here in one of the communities that is closed because there's no lifeguards applying for it. And they are paying what we actually have here. And there's none. So I'm just giving the heads up that for next year we may have to become competitive if we want to have lifeguards, because it would be a shame after all of this time with no pool then to have it closed because there's no lifeguards. I'm certified, but you don't want to see me there in my shorts. So, you know.
The county is paying $20
right now. $20 is the number of
issues. Yeah, so heads up for next year. We may have to revisit some of these things.
Makes sense. Any other comments?
Yeah, or we have to volunteer.
All right, roll call.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman
Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman
Merchant?
No.
Councilman
Lopez?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to the introduction/discussion of resolutions. Starting with 2023-161. A resolution adopting the 2023 Special Improvement District budget in the amount of $297,542.72. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion.
I'd like to move to table this. There's just so many questions about the budget. Does it get audited?
That's not true.
So I have a ton of questions.
But she asked, is there an audit done?
Does it get audited? You know, do businesses have a say in what this tax is going to be? I mean, I could just go on and on, you know. I don't know. I would like to see it tabled and just dig a little deeper into this budget and some of the costs. You're looking at almost a $92,000 increase from last year, and I don't know. I don't, $70,000 on landscaping and some of the other items as well, $48,000 for maintenance, some of the office costs, printing support. So I just, I don't know if any other board members feel that it needs to be scrutinized a little bit further, but I think it does, and I don't know the last time when it was. And why is it going up almost $100,000?
Yeah, there is a very sizable increase. The line items are not, there's not a lot of detail into what's there. I don't know what.
Mm-hmm. So the other thing you guys don't realize is that as the buildings go up, they're being charged at the new assessed rate of the new developments, right? And I can tell you, and we should probably make a motion, but we're trying to beautify the downtown. We're trying to do stuff. Going in at $150,000.
And do you need to abstain because you're on the board?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, right? You're on the board. Tony would have had to abstain as well. I don't know. I just think that this budget really needs to be looked at. I'd like to see invoices, and I'd like to see where that money is going. And how it's being projected. I mean, there was the Billion Foundation gave money for the movies. The website hasn't been updated since January. I look at the ads on Facebook. I see maybe 5 businesses represented. So how are these businesses really being represented?
I see the
car show. I see some other maybe posts, but literally 5 businesses. And how many businesses are involved? right? If you're going from East to Vosler, East Main to Vosler, every property or business. So I don't know. The farmers market has not been promoted. Movies in the park. I don't know. I can go on and on.
Okay, well, we have a request to table this resolution. I'd like to take a roll call.
Actually, I think you have a motion to adopt.
I was just advised that I
could. Yeah, but he had a request to table it. So I said you can vote to honor her request or deny her request and then vote on the resolution.
I didn't have one. This wasn't my decision.
You have to address her request, yes or no?
Yes. Okay, so I'd like to take a roll call vote on the request to table Resolution 2023-161.
And who has, and who and votes on that? Who abstains?
My understanding
is... who is not able to vote will abstain.
Yeah, the same.
Okay.
Can we have a discussion?
Yeah,
about that?
Absolutely.
If we table it or vote down, it goes back to them, they force them to cut the
budget. Who's them? No, I thought your reason for tabling it was you had questions. So
questions
do your research. And then come back and we'll vote again.
Clarification, research, an audit, if they get audited, what's the audit? I mean,
you should have asked your questions before tonight. You didn't. So between if your vote is granted,
part of the discussion here is to discuss at a meeting,
you didn't
right?
Discuss it. You said I have questions that haven't been answered. So I'm saying if they vote to table it per your request that you need more time to dig into it, I'm telling you between if that happens, then what you should be doing between now and the next meeting is do the research you're asking.
She did do the research.
So
I did.
That's not what she said. She has questions.
If I ask questions, I don't ask questions. You're always criticizing me for asking questions and not asking questions. So
I'm not criticizing you.
I don't understand.
Yeah, let me explain.
Yeah.
I'm not criticizing you for asking questions. What I'm saying to you tonight, I'm sorry you feel that way, but hear my words. Don't interpret them. Hear the words that I am saying. I'm giving you the instruction on what needs to happen. You are requesting, and what you said was not that you wanted a discussion. You said you had questions. You needed to dig into this further. Can the questions be answered by the council people tonight?
No.
Okay. So I was right.
Probably
so you
not.
Need to
I don't
go
know.
To. You yes. just said no. So no. I was right. What you need to do, if your request is granted, between now and the next meeting, is do your research. Ask the questions that you have of whoever is the person to give you the answers. So when it is next on the agenda, you then can have a discussion. If you have something you want to discuss, you can always discuss it here. But that's not what you said. You said you have questions that can't be answered by this council.
Okay.
So it sounds to me like it would be better.
You have homework to do if your request is granted between now and the next meeting.
Okay.
And then next meeting.
So the request to table is a better option than voting it down.
Mm-hmm.
Because if
absolutely.
Yes. So the point is that if we table it now,
you're not voting on it.
We're not voting on it.
She's going to get do her research, come back at the next meeting, and then
I will have the executive director here so she can answer any questions.
No, that's not how it works.
Meeting.
Yeah.
What?
No, because he's saying you're going to have to text your director during this meeting.
No,
she has to do that
between now and the next meeting.
We just need. I think the intent is. The request is that more information for all of the line items that are presented on the budget.
So it will be up to Councilwoman initially to do her research, talk to whoever you said, not bring next meeting. Next meeting, she should be ready
to
discuss.
Get in touch with whoever you need to get in touch with to get the answers to your questions. That is on you. Please do that.
Good.
Board and this council and how this affects
the budget. So he could get the council reports to report and say, no, the vote counts, but what does that mean? He could take them all.
Well, it's okay, but it's going to dramatically impact your revenue and the taxes that you collect. So that is going to hurt the borough. So because that's revenue that you're collecting. So
I understand, but it's a whole totally separate tax that we the borough.
Mm-hmm. You're collecting it, though, right? Aren't you the collector's detector?
Yes. We collect it and then just send it out.
Yeah, but it funds that.
Investment.
Right. Yeah. And that, but those monies are used to fund that district. So then it becomes unfunded.
Then we have to go for a money from somewhere to fund those things that you want to.
Do we have to fund it? What are we required to fund?
Well, it's not us. It's a tax on that district that is paying for it. We're operating. We're, like Hector said, pass-through.
Yeah,
we're operating it. Exactly.
Yeah, we're just collecting it and giving it to them. So if we vote it down, we're not going to collect it, and they're not going to get it.
Right, but it's within the borough. So what is the impact to the borough if those monies aren't collected? How does the business district...
the improvement?
How does that look?
Well, I don't think anybody's going to vote it down. They're looking to potentially vote it down in its current format, but I think if we get more information, I think it will most likely pass.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at this point, the concept of tabling this and getting a more detailed picture of what they're looking to spend it on, because there are a lot of line items that weren't there last year. So if it's like, hey, we want to add 10,000 here, or we want to add 40,000 here, we don't know what you did last year because there was nothing done in that line. So if we can get that by next meeting and then bring this back up, I think that would make sense. But again, at this time, I'd like to take a vote on the request to table.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the way we do it?
Yes.
Council President
Gomez? Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Mendo?
No.
Councilman Richard?
Yes, to abstain. Yes to our table.
Yes to.
Councilman Lopez?
No.
So that's a tie.
Yes. Mayor, so you have to raise the tie.
I vote yes to table it and look forward to getting more information. Okay. The resolutions listed below were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired, the resolution may be removed by council action. We're looking at 2023-162 all the way up to 2023-188. Would anybody like to see any of these resolutions removed for separate discussion?
Yes.
Councilman Petty, which one?
174.
Okay.
178.
Okay.
And 180 to 188.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. 179 lists the hiring of the frontline park enforcement officers. I should say one time.
Anybody else have any of the resolutions they'd like to remove as separate? No? All right, let's start off with page 8. 2023-174. Resolution authorizing reconsideration of advertisement of bids for the Boundbrook Pool reconstruction.
I would like to make a motion to move forward with it.
Second.
Any discussion?
Now, this is based on the design that we saw last council meeting? Is that what this is, right? This is the one pool design?
I just asked
if it was the one pool design, which, yeah, that's all.
So this is just bringing back the exact same resolution that was voted down the last meeting, correct? All right. Any other discussion at this time?
Who put this on the agenda? Who requested this, actually? Who requested to put it on the agenda?
I requested.
Okay. I just think I don't want to wait and not have a pool next year. I just think the comments I get are not if it's a one pool, two pool design, but why don't we have a pool? And if we do anything other than approve this design, we are taking our chances that we won't have a pool in the third year. And I just don't think it's my conscience.
So we made some progress with analyzing or evaluating the small pool, and it looks as though that's in good shape. We're going to take a further look at that. So, for probably less than $100,000, you may have a kiddie pool. And then you can focus on the large pool, which is really the same cost that you're looking at for your splash park one pool. There were some safety issues raised, or, commingling of small kids with the teenagers, right? That the small pool is ideal for, mothers with their children or parents with their children to stay in a separate area from the teenagers. So I'm still not in favor of a one pool design. And I don't know how you can evaluate the park and the pool system if you don't really know the full story of the kiddie pool. And we do know more information now that it is potentially fixable, and that that person can come out here immediately to take a look at that. So we're not looking at
So for the record, you did vote for it last time, right?
I did vote for it last time.
Okay, so that's all I need to know, because you said you were against it. So
now
I
just,
yeah, okay. That's all I need. And again, who exactly determined that the pool was in good condition? Because I know that they didn't really tell you that. They told you potentially, but the lines are probably all shot. The pump is shot. The line has got to be pulled off just to find out if it is. So none of that actually sounds like this pool is in good shape and you're going to be able to kick it off. In fact, the reality is that the shell is 60 years old, 70 years old as the other pool, which probably is coming to the end of its lifespan anyway, right? And so this is all at the request of two or three people from the Rec Commission to keep it this way. It is. And so, listen, I personally, I'm trying to do the right thing here. Also, the little pool, you haven't even accounted for how much it's going to actually cost, which is going to probably be $1 million once you start repairing. You're going to have to rip it up. You have pumps that need to get replaced. It's not what you're talking about is patching it up this year, but then going back and having to redo this whole pool.
We don't know until it's fully evaluated. So what you're saying, or what I'm saying, he said, she said.
I got a quote from the exact same guy that said that pool is shot.
And you voted no last
year. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You abstained, which is a no.
No, that's wrong. It's an abstention. There's a very big difference. And the truth of the matter is that this is, on top of it, it's fiscally irresponsible. You're talking about $5 million for two new pools, or to patch this one and then go back and fix it in a year or two. That's what you're talking about.
You're proposing a splashy park and a pool that the public isn't in favor of.
No, you keep saying the public isn't in favor of.
This is two members of the public that are on a rec commission or work for that and don't know anything about pools, by the way. So
I believe that the new pool is also the design of 2 to 3 people on the council.
Wrong. Not wrong. That is absolutely.
How many people were involved in the April 5th meeting?
So, but you're saying that the design. No, that was a big. No. Wait. Stop.
Go ahead.
Because you said something that's incorrect, and I'm trying to correct you right now.
So
before you talk again, let me finish up. Let me finish my thought before you talk. All right? Because the truth of the matter is, I didn't design this pool. All right? The Charlie, the guy that came out and told us every other pool design that you have is $4.5 million or more. This, here's a design with every single spec that you guys asked for, the same usable space for swimming, a pool, a slide, something in the middle, an area for the kids, larger area for swimming, additional lanes, diving boards, the whole nine. So, no, I don't design pools, sorry. But it was a design that came in under budget, or completely over budget, by the way, $1.2 million over the estimated budget that was proposed originally, right? Two pool option is $3 million above the other option. So, yeah, and at that point, we had no pool for 2024 and potentially no pool for 2025. So I said, let me put this in front of hopefully a reasonable council that would see that this is a compromise to have a pool next year, not the desires of two people that, you know, that want the exact same pool that we have now for $5 million or more because it's going to cost more.
So how many people are involved in that plan?
It's kind of 6, 7.
It was the finance committee who said this is what we like based on what we think we can afford. We should go design pool based on specs that were originally given.
Those were already there.
My concern is we've got a bid, we've got $7,200 to remove the line from the roof. We can't, whose word are we going to take that, everything's good there? You're going to have to prevail to come up with that decision. You're going to have to get an engineer to do a study. The results of the study are going to have to come back. The big pool, the bids are almost drawn up for the one pool design. If you go to just fixing the big pool, he's got to go back to the drawing board. That was a Hector actually spoke. He can't use any bid specs or anything he's prepared. So he has to go back and redo the bid specs, which definitely puts you into who knows what. And you can vote it down, but you will not have one pool, two pools for next year. I don't see how that's possible by doing it according to the laws and the state. You know, we got to go to legal, we got to go to bid, and all that kind of thing. You can't force the design guy to go any faster than he goes. Yeah. So that's just my thoughts. And I hope we find a pool for next year. Is it best for the people who are poor who want to do design? I'm sure there are. For whatever reason that there is. I go to many of the hotel resorts and they have one pool. It seems like 4-year-old to 75-year-old all swim in the pool, same pool at half the time. I don't know why numbers are any different as a community, but I haven't.
And again, for $1.8 million, I would have done 3 pools, right?
And I also think from a financial standpoint, we go any higher and it cuts into our bottom capacity to do other things. You know, we require the police department, the DPW, to administration, to roads. So that's why I think we've got to move forward to it. That's why I'm voting for it.
All right. Any other comments?
Sure. I have some comments, questions. Whatever decision is made, it's not going to be making everybody happy. Taking words from Councilman Longo, I want a pool for next year because people have had no pool for the past, 3-4 years? I know that only 10% of the population uses the pool, but these are the people that cannot afford to go to the shore for the only distraction these kids have is going to the pool. I know there's discrepancies with the two pools, one pool. I know there were the best intentions from all the committees and the commissions and everything to do this in a way that is financially has an advantage for us. But I do agree that there's a sector of the council that is represented here that don't agree with the one with the sand pool. I hear both of you. All right, so I'm not being political here. I'm just hearing what you guys are saying. My question, I don't know if it's true that Charlie said that to do another design would take at least 4 weeks. My question is, and again, we're not going to, let's not discard what we have, but is there a way, and I know time issues, I know, I'm listening, is there a way to have the other option? So at least we could have the two options and make a decision. I know it's going to take more time. I'm super positive that if it is 4 weeks, we can vote it or have a special meeting or whatever.
So can
we
hold on.
So we start with the time.
I want to remind you.
Yeah.
This is the same council that wanted to know for two pools earlier this year, right?
Because I wasn't here.
It was $4.5 million.
I wasn't here. So I don't know.
Right?
We
all voted no first.
Mm-hmm.
So this is
and it was because it was like 70. Yeah,
yeah. And it was all because it was like million, 4.8, 4.3. So
yeah,
those were
It was for the bids.
Right.
Now we again.
What are we going to go back to the same one that we rejected already? And
I don't know because I never saw the design. I only
they
saw.
They were just two pools. They were exactly the two pools. That's it.
But all I'm saying is, to make everybody happy, is there a way? Because we set up something about three drawings.
I think the question that they're asking, mm-hmm. is, would it be possible to get a bid spec out there that would just have to eliminate everything that had to basically take the bid spec that we met was rejected before, remove everything from the bid pool, right? Get that out, and then do further exploratory work on the baby pool. I think that's a question that you're asking. And
I just want to have another one of these that has the two pools, if that's what it means.
That's the question that I believe I was asking.
Okay.
The engineer on it, and that was the one that we got these 4 weeks
from. Yeah, exactly. So, if we do that, the end of July.
Which now obviously puts us into August.
The end of July, 4 weeks, right? So we vote that the second week of July. We adopt a design, which might be this. I'm not saying no.
Not the second.
But we have two options.
Not the second week of July.
Hmm?
Not the second.
No, the second session in July.
No, absolutely not.
That's 4 weeks.
No, that's 3 weeks. You won't hit that deal.
This has been going on since 2022.
Yeah.
Right, 2019.
Right.
The original discussions about the pool. So whether it's 4 weeks now, middle July, end of July, whatever it is,
You're talking about 2025.
Well, you know what?
Doesn't matter.
How do you evaluate the pools when you don't know what the little pool shape is, right? So when the big pool was evaluated, you should evaluate the little one, and maybe that is just a rebuild. And get a projection on how long that pool would last, right? If they're going to replaster it, new lines, you're not doing a whole new pump station,
the pump station already has to get done.
Well, whatever it is, I just don't know how you can evaluate if you're not looking at all the pieces, right?
So,
it's like taking a shower and you don't wash your whole body.
Well, you're
asking to fix the thing.
Fix the little pool. No, the big pool is scrap. The big pool needs to be redone.
I asked that question, and the response I got from Charlie was, it's easy for the town to say, well, you're going out on bid on three different projects. The problem is, to put in a bid project is a tedious, cumbersome thing for contractors. And then we have two of them. In fact, they may not even bid. For them to bid on three different projects and come up with the big bid documents for three different projects. Charlie kind of thought that would be a major issue that he wouldn't get because we only had two companies that actually bid on it to be able to drop that. So we may in fact not get any bids on any of the projects.
Nobody thinks we should.
Square one. See, there's too much unknown with all those things that I'm worried about. That we
whatever
the thing in government and all that it's going to be done 4 weeks from July. He goes on vacation, Charlie does, and comes back in August. And then,
listen, I called it back in 2020 when I told everybody there's no way how this thing's going to be done within a year. And now it's 3 years later, it's still there. I stayed out of every single thing for the last 3 years on this pool until finally it failed again this year. I'm presenting an option that works and that we can get to kids swimming next year. The size of the pool, listen, it's not 1,000 people in the pool. That's a mistaken number. There's, I think, 230 pool passes, and then there's like 60 kids, 80 kids that come every day because they can't afford the $65 up front. In fact, all the years that I was on the Rec Commission, even last year, they were trying to advertise this thing out to Middlesex, South Bonbrook, the Mellon, because they didn't generate enough money. So the real number is probably like 300 people, which in this community is like 2% of this population. That's the real number you're talking about. 2% of this population, and we're spending $5 million. And they're still not going to have a pool.
And we also used a professional consultant who told, the recognition wanted a zero entry. They wanted the slide to be moved. They wanted all these features. And he came up with a professional drawing, keeping it within the budget, including all those factors. But we relied on a professional. It wasn't like you made drawing pictures and I was supposed to do this thing.
And if you want another pool, add it to next year's budget.
I just don't understand when you say you went to the design with all the Rec Commission.
We didn't.
Hang on. You went to the pool and you said this is what the Rec Commission wanted. This is what they want. Nobody from the Rec Commission was represented.
Well, it was more of a financial decision. Well, they already made.
Yeah, they gave us all the recommendations.
But the whole point is they requested to be involved in that meeting. My understanding is they were
so
not
what?
Supposed to. Okay.
I'll tell you right now.
Let's move to a point of order.
The truth of the matter is everybody requests something, right? And the truth is that we were at this for 3 years now. Do we want a pool or not? I mean, we're going to end up with a no, and I promise you, at the end of the day, it's going to be 2025, 2026.
Can we move on? Let's go.
Yeah.
We have a motion. We have a motion. Okay.
You have a second.
Okay, roll call.
Councilwoman Petty?
No.
Councilwoman Lopez? It's going to be a yes with reservations, and I already talked to Councilwoman here. I need to see some changes in the future.
Okay. 2023-178, resolution authorizing the executions and submission of correspondence to lenders concurring financing being permitted under the redevelopment agreement entered into by and between the borough of Bamberg and 507 East Main Street Urban Renewal LLC. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Yes,
refinancing the building. So when you do that, you need a resolution showing that
the taxes or your pilot's fee.
So, urban renewal, I understand this. Is there actually renewing their...
So you go from a construction loan to long-term finance, right?
Okay.
That's what's happening. So in order for that, they need paperwork to say, what's your financial agreement? This renews the financial agreement, and basically says that you have the same financial agreement you had before.
And this is for the same building?
Exact same building, nothing changes. Just if they ever refi again, they'll request the paper.
So they actually refinance that?
Every building gets a construction loan. And once you're done with construction, because that's a bridge loan for the most part, that's a high interest, and it's a variable rate, and then you refi, you lock in a rate for 30, 40 years.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? Roll call.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilman Richmond?
No.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay, 2023, that passed. 2023-180.
You could do 180 to 188. That's that.
You'll have to read every. Okay, good. So, resolution 2023-180 through 2023-188. We have a motion to pass them all collectively.
Motion.
The second.
Second.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to go to roll call on that.
No discussion.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Not on this one.
All right, roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilman Hershey?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
All right, those are all the separate resolutions for that.
The title says part-time, but the body of it says full-time?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Just correct the title, yeah.
Oh, in the agenda.
Yeah.
So
on the resolution itself, too, it says part-time, it's full-time. So as corrected to full-time, and Jasmine will redo it to say full-time, okay?
Thank you.
No, we just put it on the record. It'll be adopted. It's being adopted as
all right, good. All right, motion for 2023-162 through 173, along with 2023-175 through 177, and 2023-179. Do I have a motion to approve all of them collectively?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any unfinished business? Nothing. Any new business? All right, moving on to the approval of vouchers. 2023-189, a resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $1,978,619.60. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Very good. At this time, we'd like to open the meeting to the public for any comment. Hearing none, do we have a motion?
I'd just like to say that Kathy Ann Baker Rule is here tonight, and she's going to be on the planning board. So
oh, thank she was
you.
In the.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was 2023-171. That's how you're known as. All right, very good. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second. All in favor? All opposed? Thank you, everybody.